Well, hey, everybody, welcome to The Real Dish. This is the podcast where we serve up real conversations about food, health, and everything in between. I'm your host, Chef Maria, the Fit Foodie, and each week we'll explore the stories behind the food we eat, the latest nutrition trends, and the science behind healthy living for the whole you. We'll dive into topics like sustainable agriculture, mindful eating, culinary traditions from around the world, and practical tips for incorporating healthier habits into your daily life so you could go crush it. But we're not just here to talk about kale salads and superfoods, okay? Although we'll certainly cover things along those lines, The Real Dish is all about keeping it real and exploring the full spectrum of food and nutrition. No bull allowed. From the joy of indulging in your favorite comfort foods to navigating the challenges of healthy eating, dietary restrictions, and food allergies, because it is a minefield out there. So grab a seat at the table and let's dish out some food for thought together. You're finally going to find something to sink your teeth into right here on The Real Dish. Now grab a seat at the chef's table and let's dig in. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You know what's cool is you're my first interview in our newly rebranded The Real Dish. So it's really
okay,
exciting.
Okay, cool. All right. I hope to start off with a bang and not destroy your entire plan here.
I have a feeling it's going to be great. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Let's start with introductions.
I am one of the owners and the president of a company called Bioprotein Technology. We make non-synthetic alternatives to common prescription drugs. So we make products for people who are interested in the benefits of a lot of today's most popular prescription drugs, hormones, sleep, stuff like that, but aren't necessarily interested in some of the side effects that come along with them.
So how did you decide that this was a field that you wanted to go into? Because obviously people who have a heart for health, I think, always want to help other people. And it sounds like that's what you're trying to do. So can you give us a little bit of a background as to why this was your chosen path?
Sure. Well, it wasn't. It chose me. But I kind of fell into a few things here. I came from the fitness and sports world. I got my start in the fitness business, cleaning toilets and taking out garbage in people's gyms. And it quickly turned into doing sales.
Me too. Was my first job. I worked in a health club. I worked at the front desk, big health club. But I initially started doing laundry and taking out trash and cleaning the bathrooms.
So I mean, there's a lot to be learned. There's a lot to be learned with trash, especially in health clubs, because you can see some weird, crazy stuff. So,
dude, I had to clean the men's bathrooms. Y'all are nasty. Well, that's all I have to say.
I've seen quite a bit. I would take the opposite approach and say that the female bathrooms were way worse. But
really? Okay.
But it's, you know, different perspective, different, you know, from different folks, and that's okay. Maybe it was gym dependent, right? And so what kind of facility were you in? Like box gym
No, it was a big box gym, big health club. Back in the 80s. And it was like the biggest gym in Colorado. And it was in Fort Collins, the Fort Collins Club. And we had tennis and racquetball and squash and aerobics with women in leotards and matching leg warmers. It was epic.
Yeah.
We even had like a little restaurant inside. It was like, it was the place to be. And I worked my way up to assistant manager, and that's when I knew like fitness and wellness was just in my blood.
That's very interesting. So similar story. However, I didn't do the big club. I did the exact opposite, like a small kind of grimy. It was built into an old like mechanic oil change place in West Michigan. Oh, and so like the doors went up, but it was like a performance style gym, but it was the exact opposite. There was no restaurant. There was no nothing. It was like some, you know, turf and weights and stuff like that. So it's, but the same story, right? You work your way up, you kind of find your niche and you find that you belong in certain environments and people, when you kind of find where you belong and you find your purpose, it's kind of hard not to be successful in what you're doing. So that's basically kind of my story, right?
So let's talk a little bit about what you mentioned in the beginning is really trying to give people solutions other than prescription drugs. Let's kind of peel back this onion a little bit, because it's interesting. I grew up in a household with a pharmacist mom. Okay. And it was like, basically, you know, you've got a headache, take a little, you know, Percocet, or, you know, it was kind of like addressing every, and by all means, my mom was a great mom. So I'm not suggesting she was over prescribing, but I think that sometimes people come from a mindset that you take a prescription drug to address anything that's wrong with you. But we know in the functional world of nutrition and medicine that there are a thousand other ways to get to the end result, which is really helping people feel better. Why is that a path that, you know, from your gym days, you decided to take? Have you ever wondered, is rinsing my produce with the water that comes out of the sink that I don't even drink enough to really clean it? Well, then you're one of the smartest people I know, because you're absolutely right. It's not enough. That's why we created the only all-natural and patented line of food wash and wipes, and it's called Eat Cleaner. It's tasteless, odorless, and lab tested, and it removes up to 99.9% of the residue that water can't, including pesticides, wax, soil, and junk that can carry bacteria that can really make you sick. Plus, we formulated it to help extend the shelf life of your fresh produce too, and that'll save you money. When your berries are lasting up to 10, 12 days, you know that's a good thing. It helps your produce last up to 5 times longer using a natural blend of fruit acids and antioxidants. So there's no chemicals, it's just clean, eating fun. And this can help save your family an average of over $500 per year. Make it easy on yourself, reduce waste, and get that fruit and veggies into your body, where it's gonna do you a lot of good and not in the trash. Check us out, eatcleaner.com, or head to our Amazon store at amazon.com/eatcleaner.
I would actually take a few steps previous to that. My childhood, I think, has a lot to do with why I care about what I do. I grew up in kind of the healthcare system. I had a very interesting childhood where I had a sister that was extremely special needs and medical dependent. So we were in children's hospitals, I mean, a couple times a week, I guess. But that was just like my life. Like, it didn't seem weird at the time, but it was medical interventions constantly. I mean, in extreme scenarios. So that was normal to me. So my parents are very similar, exactly what you just said, which is, you know, medical intervention constantly, you know, prescription drugs are a very normal thing. I have tons of family members that are what I would consider, and I'm fine saying it, unhealthy and dependent upon blood pressure medications or diabetes medications and all of these types of things. When the world of kind of fitness and health chose me and that became my route, it became my route because it cleaned up a lot of my bad habits. Whether that was, you know, alcohol, or, I mean, I was a young guy, so alcohol and partying and, you know, smoking, whatever, it kind of cleansed me of those things over a process. And I found that in helping myself and developing this career, I found out I was helping other people, and I created very strong relationships with those individuals, and those relationships turned into businesses, and they were very successful for not only myself, monetarily, but for myself, you know, personally, emotionally, as for them. So I just found that that was my home. And as things progressed, I went through, fitness and gyms, and then I got brought through professional athletics and football, and I had some opportunities, and this company existed and we acquired it because I use the products myself. I use the products for athletes. I use the products for other individuals, and I loved them and I believed in them. And I knew that I could help a lot more people with products that I believed in, that I had my hands in, that we could create from an international scale, instead of just how many hours in the day do I have to physically be, you know, with someone or be in contact with them. And this gives me the ability to do that.
Yeah, that's great. So as an athlete, as somebody that comes from an athletic background, how important is supplementation and, you know, really kind of focusing on your lifestyle in terms of performance. And I am asking you this question, not because I don't know the answer, but because I want everybody to hear it from you. For all the athletes out there that brag about how shitty they eat, like that's not going to get you to the finish line. You know, abusing your body, partying, all these things. Like I would wager that if anybody looked at LeBron's lifestyle, you know, the guy's been playing basketball for how long? Like he takes good care of himself. Tom Brady took good care of himself. If you want a longevity type of career, it looks very different than just like being in your early 20s and doing well.
Well, I guess you have to, you mentioned two individuals who have longtime careers. There's in sports, you have different people. You have people who are invested in the long-term gains and want very long careers and I guess make history, right? I'm actually familiar with Tom. I know his chef. I know his chef personally.
But really?
Yeah, I do. I used to live right across the water from Tom. His chef lived right next to me. So I ran into her frequently and in the grocery store as well. But it was, anyway, I know his routine. But you're looking at guys who have their careers as the staple of their life. That's how they provide for their families, et cetera. And then in sports, you have a lot of younger guys who are actually more of the populace than those with the longer careers, right? The average, at least in football, I think the average career is typically like less than 3 years, right? So you're in and you're out. And you have different people with different perspectives on how they want to invest in themselves. In the world of business, it's the exact same thing. You have people who want to invest for the long term and put, you know, make a few bucks, reinvest it in themselves to extend the life of that business. And you have people who make a few bucks, decide to pull it all out, have fun with it. They didn't reinvest and they're left with nothing. So when it comes to food, nutrition, supplementation, it comes to a program, I would say that those people who take their game checks seriously and take their careers seriously, take that same portion of their life seriously, as opposed to those who do not. So yeah. I guess, what do you put value on your career is how much value you probably put within your personal program outside of that actual game day.
Yeah, I think, you know, whether you're a professional athlete or a hobby athlete, I think, you know, just being able to take care of your health and see why as you age, it's so important. I mean, I'm 55, I'm getting ready, I'm in prep for my next bikini bodybuilding competition. Like, it kind of is amazing to me what your body's capable of if you take care of it. And that's sounds like what you've done with your product line. So maybe this is a good transition to talk a little bit about those products and why you would say they're maybe set apart from what someone else would take, like in terms of protein, for example.
Yes. So we our number one product is called BioPro Plus. It's a non-synthetic alternative to human growth hormone. So we, most of our big impact is in the endocrinology hormone spaces because that's very popular. And that's where a lot of physicians have moved these days into a, what we consider an integrative role, which is very dominant in the hormone space. So we utilize a very specific formula of what are called proteins. I know you mentioned proteins. We actually do use proteins. We use, but not protein powder. There's a difference. We use what are called protein cytokines. And hormones are simply a chemical catalyst to create cellular signals. All right. And those cellular signals are proteins. They're protein cytokines. They're complex chains of amino acids. And they signal your cells to do stuff. All we do is we formulate those cell signals in a very specific fashion to then trigger your body to act like it's getting its most optimum hormone function, to feel better, to look better, to sleep better, without any of the negative side effects, no needles, no weird stuff, no problems you're going to wake up with, you know, 20 years down the road with heart issues or infertility. And we just like to think we do it faster, we do it easier, and we do it a lot safer.
Okay, when it comes to cooking and doing it in a way that is healthy for your fit life, there's a few things that we have to keep in mind. Number one, is it functional? Number two, is it clean? Meaning, does it contain
any of those yucky coatings that they add to cookware nowadays, especially the nonstick kind. We don't need that. We don't want that. And number three, is it pretty? Because hey, if it's aesthetic, it's gonna make us feel pretty good when we cook on it. And that's why I am totally digging Hexclad cookware. Talk about the most gorgeous cookware you will ever use. Plus, it's totally functional and healthy to use. Hexclad's patented hybrid cookware brings performance of the stainless steel, the durability of cast iron, and the convenience of nonstick all in one. That, my friends, is Michelin level standards with cleanup convenience, because when we're cooking at home, we don't want to be scrubbing dishes all day long either. So now you can unleash your potential in the kitchen without any limits. What I love about it, that nonstick hybrid technology coupled with excellent temperature control, you've got to be able to temper your temperature to get that great sear and to do the nice poaches. Easy care, so it's going to clean up easy, and easy cleaning. All of that with the additional benefit of being free from toxic coatings and having a lifetime warranty. This is the cookware you're going to use for life, my friends. So it's time to take a little assessment of the cookware that you have. If you have your hand-me-down Teflon cookware, it's time to throw it out and invest in a nice new set. And Hexclad is going to deliver on its promise with that lifetime warranty. I can't recommend it enough. I'm totally infatuated with mine. Can I say that? Infatuated. And I know you're going to be too. So make sure you head over to hexclad.com/Chef Maria, and you'll get up to 30% off your new cookware. Start the year off right and cook with delight. How about that for a rhyme? No, seriously though. Use my code Chef Maria at hexclad.com. That's HEXCLAD.com. And you'll get up to 30% off your purchase. You will not be disappointed. I have a bunch of questions. So knowing that muscle is our biggest endocrine, you know, organ, basically, does this work hand in hand? Or shall I say, does one need to be looking at building their muscle in their body in order for this to be activated? Like, how does that work side by side? Because, you know, again, I'm going to point to a lot of our listeners are over 45. You know, this is a transition time for many women where their hormones are, you know, awry. And, but it's also a time where body fat tends to increase significantly because of hormones not working properly. So it's kind of like a catch 22.
Sure.
I think for a lot of people, they'll hear something in a vacuum. They're like, oh, I just need to take that. But then you still need to do the other stuff. Like, how does this work optimally with your own body chemistry, but at the same time, like, you know, make sure that you're still doing the right things, eating the right foods and, you know, building muscle with exercise, et cetera.
Yeah, there's a lot jam packed in there. I'm going to try and cover it all and stay and not get lost. I get lost. I'll go off on some tangent. But food. OK, so sleep, nutrition, hydration and exercise are the first things that anybody should always, I like to use the word audit and get into control if they are not in any sense of the, you know, in any fashion, especially as you get older. So one of the keys, I used to be a guy who would work out. I never played professional sports. Okay. I was on the business side, but I used to think I was real cool. And in my 30s, I would train with professional football players. Right. And that was like my whole thing. And it would be 2 hours of this and a half an hour of this and an hour of that. And one of the things that I learned was as I age, now I'm 38, so it's years later, but auditing my own training and workouts and actually shortening them have made them much more effective in a few different scenarios. So auditing your food, your hydration, your sleep, your workouts are going to impact, especially when we're talking about hormonal function, basically immediately, and they're entirely free. They just take a little bit of time investment. They take a little bit of education. Sleep is absolutely dominant. I mean, 70 to 90% of all of your hormone function is secreted during deep sleep cycles. So if you're interrupted in those, that's a whole nother scenario. So sleep, food, hydration, exercise. When we're talking about muscle mass, and I'm sure you're aware of this, the studies are very clear. The more lean muscle mass you have actually is directly correlated to the longevity of your life. So with that said, both men and women, as they age, go through a sense of either andropause for men, menopause for women, at which point the hormones that your body naturally creates, growth hormone, testosterone, et cetera, they do decrease. Now, remember, those hormones are responsible for creating cellular signals to do things like signal muscle cells specifically to multiply and differentiate. Okay, which means the cells, that's how cells reproduce. They split, they differentiate, they multiply. They have to have a cell signal to tell them to do that. Whether it's the skin in your, whether it's the cells in this, you know, in your skin, literally your collagen cells have to be stimulated to say, hey, make more, make more, make more. To speak to your point of this kind of like circular issue is that if those hormones are declining with age and those cell signals are not, those cell signals are directly not staying in the same number as well, then the cells in your muscles aren't being signaled to continue to multiply. So then they die off faster than they're being signaled to multiply. So as you age, your body's ability to hang on to that lean mass actually decreases. So if we're looking towards trying to increase lean mass for longevity's perspective, or for a host of different other things that are great for you, you have to address those same hormonal issues. And women definitely struggle with it for a few different reasons. One, they have a lot going on, but secondly, a lot of the methods that are used to help women, especially going into menopause, feel better are not necessarily well received. For instance, and then I'll shut up because I'm going on. But with women, one of the direct things that you should be concerned with is your testosterone level, and that sounds crazy to a lot of women because they don't know that. But one of the things that is changing as you go through menopause is your testosterone level is dropping, and you need to have a very specific hormone panel that is paralleled. And so women are actually prescribed things like testosterone replacement therapy, et cetera. But I don't know many women who are very interested in taking, you know, a testosterone needle or are educated enough to understand. So that's where we fit in, as we offer these different alternatives to women and men to help them maximize and optimize these same functions that I just ran on about, without necessarily introducing a needle or a weird cream that goes in weird places.
So if I'm getting ready to do this competition and I've done my blood panels and I'm just like a normal woman in menopause, with a normal, it looks like I'm in menopause. Is this something that anyone can jump into, or is this something that you really need to have a doctor's guidance on? Like, are there any downsides of, doing this type of treatment? I'm going to call it a treatment. It's not really a treatment.
We use the word treatment in therapies. Absolutely.
Taking this kind of treatment, because I know a fair amount of women that are on TRT, which is really interesting to me. And certainly more that are on HRT, but, that's not an easy thing to walk into. I've had long conversations with many, many, many different people on this, and I think everybody has a different opinion. But, for the person that's like a little unsure, maybe doesn't even qualify. Like, I'm not a candidate for HRT. It's not something that my doctor's like, I wouldn't give it to you. Like, it's not something that I would do. But does that mean that I still feel good? Does that mean I'm still optimizing muscle growth? Does that still mean that I couldn't benefit from a mood, a protocol that would help me with mood swings and hot flashes and all the other things? No, that not having that is not helping me. So would this help to address some of those voids that I think
many other women? You literally just did my job for me, but that's exactly what we do. Is a large part of our user population, or our patients, as we call them, or customers. I hate the word customer, but are what you just described. I actually couldn't describe it better than you just did.
And maybe I'm a candidate.
maybe. And a lot of people aren't candidates. I'm 38 years old. I have my blood panels done. I don't necessarily require or need medical intervention for hormone therapy. But even if I did, I would be very concerned because I'm not mentally a candidate for my world, my perspective on life. I'm not necessarily interested in taking a needle or being dependent on a drug that at any point in time could be taken from me. And that's the way that certain organizations and certain medical associations that govern these types of things in the United States operate. One day they're okay, the next day they are not. And so when we look at medical interventions that are dependency related, it gives me, and I think everybody should, that's my personal opinion, should give you pause before you decide to hop on board and jump on to any type of synthetic treatment or therapy. So to answer your question, that's exactly why we exist. And that's exactly why our success has been the way that it has, is because it's a very rare, I'm not going to say we're the only people that do something similar, but it's very rare to have an actual non-synthetic approach that offers very similar things or the same things without the side effects or what we talked about, you know, medical dependency. So yes, I would say that you would sound like a perfect candidate. Not that that was like set up in any way, but you teed me up perfectly. But yeah.
It's not from a needle, a pill, or a prescription. My favorite biohack for managing pain, helping gut health, managing mood, energizing my body from head to toe, and the perfect glow up is red light and infrared therapy. I cannot tell you enough about how much I love it. And my go-to is Loombox. It's a portable red light and infrared therapy box. And it's so portable, you can take it with you. I travel with it everywhere. It is literally indispensable. And just 10 to 12 minutes a day is really all you need. I've seen a huge difference in my complexion. It helps with fine lines and with skin clarity, and has helped a lot of people that have skin issues. So if you have eczema or psoriasis, it's something that you want to take a look at. It's also tested by NASA. So there's a lot of data and science. It's not just one of these things where people are like, oh yeah, it works, or, you know, I don't know. It's actually proven with multiple hundreds of scientific papers. And what I love about Loombox is it's so much more powerful than other light therapy type boxes or solutions. And you are going to get the most mileage out of this because it's something that you can use for so many different things. Managing pain. I mean, when I was recovering from my torn ACL and now my latest accident with my dog running into me full speed, all 75 pounds of him into my knees, it's something that I use all the time. I also use it to manage pain and inflammation after my workouts. And basically, it's my therapy every single day, especially during the long winter months where we don't get that much sunlight. You gotta try it. That's all I'm gonna say. I can't recommend it enough. And you can get up to $250 off of Loombox with my code Chef Maria. You'll just go to the Loombox, that's the LUMEBOX.com/Chef Maria, or just go to the Loombox.com and use Chef Maria at checkout for your discount. I'm telling you, it is the investment that will pay back in dividends for your health. I love it.
Well, it's interesting because I think when you, like, again, I think there's just a lot of, it's almost like a rite of passage in a way. Like, you're rolling into menopause, you're going into peri, you're going to be on HRT. Like, it's just almost like a given. And want to provoke some arguments on the internet? Just say you're not on HRT and watch what happens. People will lose their minds. So, you know, I would love to know just what you've seen in terms of its effect on people. How has it helped them maybe, you know, smooth out the rough edges, as I like to say, sure, in their lives, whether it be mood or whether it be, you know, brain fog, whether it even just be like from a heart health perspective, because women over the age of 50 are at the highest risk of heart disease. And I believe that has a direct correlation to body fat going up. Like, as our body fat increases, we get, you know, we become higher risk as well. I'm not a doctor, but I'm just saying, it's no coincidence that those two numbers tend to go higher too. So I would love to, you know, for you to share with our listeners, how has this helped people in a practical way?
I would say that the normal words that are used are life-changing or game-changer. Okay. With a lot of women specifically that are, you have to understand how hormone works and we talked about them very briefly, but to reiterate, they're a chemical catalyst, right? So what they're doing is your body is creating this chemical. Let's stick with growth hormone because I can tell you all kinds of fun stuff and people will probably be like, oh yeah, that's cool. I'll get to it, but it's secreted by your brain. It gets converted by the liver. Okay. So we talked into growth factors, which is what we talked about. Like the chemical is just there to create cell signals. So when it comes to aging, we can stick with women primarily, is we have all of these different cells in our body, right? We have collagen cells in your skin, in your face, epiderm, in your, you have fibroblasts in your skin. You have cells that trigger how your body releases and uses insulin, which is how your body decides how it's going to use food, whether it's going to store it as fat or use it as an energy source. Okay. So it's a growth factor that triggers a lot of these functions. So if we don't address how those hormones drop, ipso facto, like creation of these growth factors, then you're going to see negative decline. When you add back in cell signals to then re-trigger these responses, you see almost immediate changes to the benefit, right? So you're automatically spurring these types of cells to then start to replicate once again, and maybe not turn the clock backwards, but at least stop the clock where it's at, as best you can put it. When you start talking to women when menopause, you start to see increases in energy. You start to see a lot of removal of how often hot flashes occur. You start to see increases in mood. Why? Because things like hormone decline, especially in growth hormone, are directly related to things like anxiety, depression, lack of sleep, and all of these things compound. It's a snowball effect, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the female population, you can't discredit pharmaceutical drug use for women in a large margin higher than in men related to different types of issues like depression or birth control. So both of those drugs, depression and birth control drugs, are clearly more used by the female population than men. And why I'm saying that is both of those drugs also, number one, completely alter how your body, especially if you've been a young woman starting these drugs at, you know, 13 years old or however young. I'm not a woman. I don't know. I learned about this stuff later in life, but they're going to alter your physiological chemistry for the rest of your life. Okay.
Yeah.
Same with anti-depression and anxiety drugs. They do a very similar thing. One thing that they really do is they create insulin sensitivity issues, meaning they create insulin resistance. Your body becomes resistant to the way that insulin is secreted and used, which is what we just talked about, which is how your body utilizes food as an energy source. So if your body doesn't respond to insulin properly, you will gain and store fat easily. Now, if you have an insulin resistance issue now created potentially, we're taking like an opinion look here, a large generalization. It doesn't matter the type of exercise that you're doing. It doesn't matter the type of nutrition that you're doing. You're going to be at a deficit. It's going to be harder for you to do things like lose body fat and weight because you have an insulin issue. You have an insulin sensitivity and resistance issue, not a food issue, if that makes sense. So women predominantly in that microcosm of issues would suffer, and I use the word suffer, a lot more than men would. So when you're able to jumpstart or address those issues, the growth factor issue, the hormone issue, I'm not saying that they're ever going to be fully turned back and fully taken away from, but you can improve these issues You can do them naturally as well, but you can improve these issues to attack all of the issues we just talked about, which is weight gain and energy and mood and anxiety and all that kind of fun stuff.
Have you done a parallel study on how it does compare to, you know, if somebody were to go on a hormone, like a synthetic hormone?
So we do blood. We do blood panels and we can compare blood work. That's a very easy, typical thing to do. Now we focus on the growth hormone space, which is the master hormone for both men and women. That's responsible for metabolic function, muscle health, cardiac stuff. Insulin resistance is a big one. So insulin usage, that's all growth hormone type stuff. It's hard to go hand in hand and say it's just as good as this drug and this drug, because you have to then talk subjectively about dosing and how much of that drug you are taking. That's the thing with synthetic drugs, is you can increase efficacy, potentially. You can increase efficacy by just increasing the dosage. But if you're increasing milligrams and dosages, you're increasing your body's potential to incur some sort of a side effect. So as the doping or the dosing goes up, the risk of side effect goes up as well.
Mm-hmm. What's very interesting to me is that we just have so much more of an awareness, right, of how to, and I hate to overuse the word biohack, but kind of biohack our biology in a lot of ways by taking different supplements or eating different foods or sleeping differently or cold plunges or this, that, and the other. How does finding your homeostasis, let's just call it homeostasis, with a treatment like this, like, is this something that you will need for the rest of your life? Is it something that helps you in the interim find that balance? Like, talk to us about what the long-term look of that looks like.
So that would be a subjective answer depending upon the individual and what their specific goals are. But at this juncture, with any type of hormone treatment or therapy, right, what you're trying to do is bring yourself back to, we'll use your word, homeostasis. The decline is always going to happen. There's nothing you can do to stop hormonal decline. Okay. You can mitigate its destruction. You can mitigate its issues that it creates, but you will never forever get rid of it, right? That is just aging, and that is what leads us finally to, you know, our passing on. But you can improve the quality of life until you get to that point. And that's what we like to do. Will you be on this forever? Maybe, maybe not. You don't have to be. That's a decision you can make, because there's no dependency related to it. As opposed to if you take, a synthetic testosterone for however long, you have permanently changed your physiology in a negative respect, right? You have either completely destroyed your ability to procreate, if that's important to you. You have, you completely have destroyed your ability to, your hairline. That's a whole nother thing people don't like to talk about. You've potentially, if you abuse, synthetic hormone drugs, you potentially cause a lot of long-term damage and permanent damage to your cardiovascular system. With our product, we don't do anything like that. That's by design. We don't have the ability to put you into an abnormal range. We have the ability to, let's just say, top off your gas tank instead of leaving the pump running and spewing gasoline all over the place with the handle pulled down, if that makes sense.
You know, there are certain nutrients that we have to get from outside sources, and omega-3s are one of them. They come from essential fatty acids, and that word essential means they're critical to our health and performance. Now, there's a new way to get all the omega-3s that you need, and it performs 3 times better than fish oil, which makes it great for people who are plant-based. We're basically taking out the middleman that is fish. It comes from sustainably grown, clean, and pure Icelandic ultra algae. So you get all the EPA and DHA that you need directly from the source of algae. It's called Orlo Nutrition, and it's literally the most sustainable omega-3 in the world. What I love about it too is that they give you 2 self-tests, and you send those tests in, and they will let you know where your starting point is and where you are in terms of your omega-3 levels. So you can actually monitor how the supplement is doing for you. You're not just spending money on a supplement and hoping and praying that it's gonna do something. You'll actually see the results. Now, we need that EPA and DHA for so many things, for our heart, for our circulatory system, for a healthy immune and digestive system, for your brain health. It's so, so critical. And for my ladies especially, when we get to that certain age, we need it for hormone health. So I can't recommend it enough. Orlo Nutrition has really changed my life, and I definitely feel the difference. And what's great is there's no fish burps. Fish burps are no bueno. So I'm excited for you to try Orlo Nutrition. You can get 10% off your purchase by using the code Chef Maria, that's C-H-E-F-M-A-R-E-Y-A, at Orlo, that's O-R-L-O, nutrition.com. And I know you're going to love it as much as I do. Make sure you check out Orlo Nutrition for sustainably produced, from algae, no fish involved, omega-3s. I know this is going to be a game changer for you.
I get it. Yeah. Where can people find out more about your products and kind of just dive into the science if they'd like to a little bit more?
You have a few options. So we are provided by national health franchises and chains all across the United States and internationally. So you can go find a physician that offers our products, and you can have a very hands-on approach. They can do your blood panels. They can check out all your stuff. They can see what's a good fit for you. I personally go to an integrative physician who's a medical doctor, but loves attacking the root cause first. And then if medical intervention is necessary, he has the ability to do that as well. I always recommend that. We work with integrative docs all over the country. So you can go do that. Go get your blood panels done. Go work with a physician. They can guide you through the whole process. If you forego, which a lot of my male compatriots typically like to do, they like to forego going to a physician. So for better or for worse, you can go right on our website. We've built the functionality a couple of years ago to be able to get the products directly from us. It ships in like, it typically ships same day or next day, and it's a 2-day ship. It shows up on your doorstep, and you can, get to it and get to town. If you would like a physician referral, you can always go to our social media channels. We're very present on social media. We have an Instagram page. It's Bioprotein Tech, BioProteinTech. DM us, and we'll find you a doc as close as we can to where you're at, and you can go do that. Otherwise, the website's exactly the same, bioproteintech.com, BioProteinTech.com. Check out the frequently asked questions. There's a ton of them, and it kind of takes you through the whole process.
That's great. Thank you so much. That's really fascinating. I'm curious because, you know, obviously to me, it all works hand in hand with all of the other lifestyle inputs. Do you follow a certain eating plan?
I do. I met with the guys who, Dr. Mike Israetel is one of the guys who developed it. I don't know if you know who he is, but he owns and operates. I don't know if he still operates it, but it's called Renaissance Periodization. And it is it's kind of a whole foods approach, but built into a macro system. So it's macros with whole foods, and it's just very basic, very science. I've put a ton of people on it, from athletes to people who are 50 plus years old, to people who are younger. I've never met one person who's followed it, actually done the plan, because it is something you can do for a long term, and not gotten like incredibly insane results, including myself. Mm. And it's malleable to real life. So I follow that. I'm a huge believer. I haven't spoken to them since probably 2017. I don't get a nickel, but I recommend them more than anybody. I would love that program.
What's your macro split?
Oh, it depends what I'm doing. I've had, I don't actually know what the percentage it is, but typically I get, 185 grams of protein every day. I probably get 100 plus grams of fat a day. And I, depending upon the training, because it's applicable to what your training style is that day or what you're doing. I think right now I'm at like 300 grams of carbs, maybe a little less. And I've gone everywhere up to like 650 grams of carbs. So I actually was losing weight at 650 grams of carbs, and I had to speak with someone there because I thought something was wrong with me. And they just I guess I'm considered an outlier. And
yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. I store carbs like crazy. I don't know what it is.
I'm a high carb guy. I have been cornered by authors of books that I will. They're not small books. And I have stood my ground about how bad I am for being a carbohydrate guy. But I'll be honest with you. I've never met somebody who's ever done that to me. I mean, people are passionate. I've been cornered. Who's ever been physically more fit or healthier?
This is a testament to the fact that everybody's different, you know, and that everybody, you know, there is no one eating, and I hate to use the word diet, so I don't use it, but one eating plan that fits everyone. We've all got to find our own, you know, kind of sweet spot. And that comes from just starting with whole food and figuring out what works for you. So with that, we've had a great discussion and we've learned a lot about how we can take maybe a slightly different approach to longevity. But I always ask my guests one last question, and that is, if you could have one meal, like, you know, mm-hmm. the Last Supper kind of thing, prepared by anybody, what would the meal be and who would make it? Who would prepare it?
Well, other than being at the Last Supper itself, since you mentioned it, that would be my number one. But I don't know if time is a factor there, but that would be my number one. Then I would 100% be at the Last Supper. I mean, that's probably one of the most pivotal moments in all of history, no matter whether it's secular or religious. But outside of that, my grandma Shirley, and she's still alive, but we don't do the things like we used to. But when I was a child, we would go fishing in her backyard. She lived on a lake, and she would just make fried panfish, like bluegill and, you know, crappie and stuff and perch. And that is my favorite meal of all time. I still tell my wife about it. And that's what I would have.
Yeah. Something about someone you love making something fresh outside. It just kind of hits all the all the right places.
1,000,000%.
Yeah. Great. Dustin, thank you so much for being on The Real Dish. And I'm excited to maybe be somebody that, I'm not going to say guinea pig, but try it out. I like to figure out what works and what doesn't.
So I'm intrigued to see if it would potentially work for you. So I'd be happy to oblige.
Awesome. Well, thank you again.
Hey, it's Chef Moran. Thank you so much for tuning into The Real Dish. It means a lot to me that you're here. I hope today's episode has inspired you to take some proactive steps towards a healthier and happier you. Because just remember, bite-sized changes can lead to big transformations. But before you go, would you do me a big favor? If you found value in this episode, would you share it with two of your closest friends and hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode? And if you really want to make this girl's day, would you leave a 5-star review? I do hear an angel gets its wings every time you do that. But really, this helps us spread the message of real life wellness to even more listeners. And everybody could use a healthy portion of that, right? Now, until next time, remember, you are the chef of your own kitchen. So feed your life well, make good decisions, prioritize your well-being, and remember, you need to take care of you because we only get one of you and you are a gift to everyone around you. So until next week, this is Chef Maria signing off. And just remember, we're here to cook up a good time every single week. We'll see you soon.